and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have a full crew. I've got Sharpie, Steve, Lauren, and Chris.
Hello, Lisa.
Hi.
Hey, how's everyone doing?
Lovely.
Just ducky.
Peachy.
Come on, Sharpie. Something snappy.
Oh, I am jingly.
That just sounds wrong.
You really shouldn't tell people you're jingly.
Jingly,
you know, that
sounds
so many ways.
Jingly sounds like that old man that all the kids are supposed to avoid.
Oh, well, I guess you're right.
Another story.
So now I'm no longer jingly. I'm in the holiday spirit.
You can't really take back jingly once you put it out there.
What do you do to get into the holiday spirit? Are you practicing your bells or whatever those are that you play?
We started that in October. We started practicing for our Christmas handbell music in October. And then just yesterday I put up my Charlie Brown Christmas tree in my office. So
It takes a while to decorate one of those.
Mm-hmm. I have one of those.
I know. It took a while to decorate that one.
Okay. Well, speaking of Christmas and decorating, we are going to do our show today on our top three favorite things at Disney having to do with the holidays.
I may have more than three.
Oh, good.
Wow. I would not have guessed.
Might have
Do you know what the really sad thing about this list is? Is that while personally my favorite would be Osborne Lights, it's really torturous. I mean, you really can't add that because anyone listening to the show who's not going this year, it's not like you want to tease them and go, Osborne Lights is the best thing ever. And then they're like, oh, but it won't be here that next year. Sorry, don't plan for it.
So I shouldn't bring the arches up.
Mm-mm.
No.
Oh, bummer.
It's another show.
That's a sore spot for Lauren.
It's a very sore spot. And guess what? Osborne Lights is going to be in that same little package deal for me.
Yes.
So maybe yours could be a Things About Christmas at Disney that makes me bitter.
Makes me cranky. Puts me in a foul mood.
Mm. Yeah. Well, I won't be adding Osborne Lights, but you know, I want everyone to know that in my head, it's Osborne Lights.
And everybody should know in my head, it's the arches as well as Osborne Lights.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't care about the arches. I don't even care about Epcot.
I never got to see the arches, which that's a bummer for me.
Yeah, I didn't see a picture. I'll send you a picture.
It's just a big bunch of lighted arches.
They were so and the way they reflected on the water was gorgeous.
Give the girl her arches already.
For the love of life. If you're going to take away Osborne Lights, at least give me the arches back. Throw me a bone.
All right. Sharpie, you seem to be the most level-headed, sane person tonight.
Hey.
Sorry, I call him as I see him.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. You're reminiscing and weeping in the corner about your arches. And
I am.
Yeah. So I'm just going to go straight to Sharpie because he's the solid guy here tonight.
Probably a good call.
Yeah. So Sharpie, favorite things at Disney over the holidays?
Oh, geez, Lisa. Why me first? Here we are. We were just chatting about the missing arches.
You're the sane one.
Apparently, I'm the sane one.
I didn't see that coming.
So, I mean, first of all, I have to say one of my favorite things about Christmas season at the Walt Disney World Resort, of course, is all of the decorations. I'm just going to throw a very wide net and say all of the decorations because I know Jesse and I did the Yuletide Fantasy Tour several years ago, and we got to tour Holiday Services, which is out kind of behind the right side behind the Magic Kingdom. It's out kind of beyond Space Mountain. And those folks work year-round on the decorations. Literally, if you think of an entire wall, massive, many feet long, 100 feet long, floor-to-ceiling, warehouse-style, of nothing but Christmas decorations in bins to refresh and replace all of the garland and all of that stuff and the bows at all the different resorts. Whenever we toured, they were actually building the garland for Alani. So it was prior to Alani's opening. So we got to see what Alani's color scheming and things would be. And actually, it's very, very different than what the Polynesian is. The Polynesian is a lot of jewel tones and a lot of very bright, vibrant tropical colors. But with Alani, they did more of kind of a subdued, tropical, natural looking Christmas decor. But it was really cool to see all of that. And we were there the weekend of the taping of the Christmas parade.
Oh, wow.
So we actually got to see the Magic Kingdom's Christmas tree in the back lot at holiday services. And they were even doing some refreshing on it before while they had it down. So that was kind of cool. So just all the hard work that goes into it, all, and especially like with the horticultural team, all of the poinsettias that are all around property, because those are just absolutely spectacular.
Do you know if that tour is still going on? Do they still offer it?
The Eagleside Fantasy Store tour is still offered. It's actually a Disney Institute tour. It's not offered through Disney's VIP tour services.
Okay.
So you book it in a little bit different way. It's actually one of my favorite tours that we've done. We've done quite a few of the VIP tours and a couple of the Disney Institute tours.
Yeah. Steve, didn't you and I do that one?
Yeah, Lauren and I did it. What'd you think of it, Lauren?
It was great. I mean, that was probably one of the more fascinating things I've ever seen. Yep. I agree with you. Remember we got to see like the trees all like pieced in two different pieces or three different pieces in some cases.
Yep.
And that ribbon room was the coolest room in the world.
Oh my gosh. I forgot about the ribbon room. It's a ribbon mania.
Yeah. They have like all kinds of decorations and bins where they can kind of use their creative juices to create something brand new. They were doing, Castaway Key, decorations.
Yeah.
Yeah. When we were there. And then, they were doing things for Golden Oaks, the multi-million-dollar housing community.
Neat.
So Golden Oaks, they do packages that they sell to the residents because they have certain decorating guidelines they have to follow. And if one of the residents wants a super fancy Disney package, then they'll actually put it together for them and sell it.
Can you imagine how much they charge for that?
No, it's going to be crazy.
No, I've had it done for my house. It wasn't that expensive.
They're shipping it over.
It's like a year's worth of mortgage payments for me.
You know, and
it might only be a couple months for me.
Yeah, your mortgage is expensive. But I hadn't thought about, you know, I know they've got this warehouse where they keep all the stuff, but it didn't occur to me that they would have to replace so much of it, that the wear and tear and the weathering, that year after year, it is crisp and it is shiny, spanking
new. And when it's harsh Florida sun, even through winter, They're even replacing things up. If a Disney one of the managers of that team walks through a park and sees something, they're out to replace it immediately. And the same thing with poinsettias that aren't looking fresh, they are in overnight to replace those.
You know what though? I do that in my house. I walk around with a clipboard and I tell Rich he needs to get on things right away, and he does.
That's good. Yeah, that's a cool tour. So Disney Institute, if you can do that tour, that's definitely worth doing. It's pretty cool.
Well, that's funny because we were just talking about the Disney Institute with one of Chris's clients. Robin and I were talking about that. So I'd love to do the Disney Institute again.
Okay.
That would be cool. Okay, I know.
Should do it with the Pixies, Lisa.
I know. I went on my own little tangent there. I'm sorry. So,
welcome to Tangentville, Lisa. Come to the dark side.
All right, Sharpie, you're still on, so keep going.
Oh, okay. And I'm really glad that Steve mentioned a Castaway Key, because Holiday Services at Walt Disney World handles Alani, Walt Disney World, Hilton Head, Vero Beach, Disney Cruise Line, and Castaway Key. So they do all of that, all through that one central services area. So it's really cool to see all that stuff. Because I love the holiday and Christmas decorations on not only on Disney Cruise Line, but also on Castaway Key as well. It's really cool. My second favorite thing about the holidays at Walt Disney World would have to be the holiday tag on Illuminations. The voice of Walter Cronkite.
Oh, they still
at the end of Illuminations is incredible.
Hmm.
I remember.
Did I steal one of yours, Steve?
No, I totally forgot about that.
You definitely didn't steal one of mine.
I remember that now.
No, you can have that one, Sharpie.
I forgot about that piece.
It's all you.
Yep. I love that one. A few years ago, we did a really late reservation at Rose and Crown, and we're right on the water, so we got to see from a seated position with drinks on the table and
a fruit and cheese tray, so very, very comfortable. We got to watch Illuminations with the holiday tag. It was amazing. I the Let There Be Peace on Earth sequence is a tearjerker. It's amazing. Love it to death.
It's all every Disney firework, whatever. What has got the little got the tearjerker in all of them.
I call it. I like to call it mouse mist.
Really, I have never ever once got misty-eyed over one stinking nighttime show.
Those shows are always like that.
Oh,
like,
this makes me tear up.
No, you could have like a pregnant lady holding a box of kittens and a kid in a wheelchair, and
the kittens would totally get it.
No, it's like the Bambi, the mommy. You hear the shotgun go off, and then.
And then they
show like Dumbo, the little baby Dumbo in the mommy trunk. They like throw them all together, and you're like, no. "Oh, here they all come!"
Doesn't do it for me. Oh, it doesn't do it for me. I'm not a crier anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sappy. I have to admit, I'm a sappy person.
I actually like that about you, Sharpie. Makes me not the only sappy one.
Yeah, you're not that sad. Oh, you were crying the other day, weren't you? Never mind.
I cry over everything.
All I can say is that they had better have the janitorial crew out on Main Street the first time that we take our kids to Walt Disney World and watch Wishes, because this dad is going to be a soppy, soaky, teary mess.
That's so sad.
Yeah, that's great.
It's going to be even the earmark conference that we went to. They play the commercials, you know, and you're like, oh, here they come.
And Disney's commercials, especially the ones they play for the agents, they are like heartstring tuggers.
I know.
Nope.
Yeah, they are.
They don't do it for me either.
Oh, sorry. What's wrong with you, Chris?
I have problems.
That's good. I think
your feelers are broken, Chris.
I like
it's
the
not
Christmas
bad. I just refuse. I refuse to like let my emotions be like my emotional heartstrings be plucked by you know. I don't know. It's lame.
Corporate America.
Yeah.
You get all poetic. My emotional heartstrings plucked, and then you go. Blah.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't listen to me because you know I'm a crab apple. So.
Oh, we hadn't noticed.
That's not what Steve called you.
All right, what's next? What's your third?
Oh, my third. My third would have to be the characters in their holiday costumes. I just think that is so cool to see Minnie and Mickey Mouse, especially Mickey Mouse in his Santa suit. I'm sorry, that's adorable. And Minnie Mouse dressed up as Mrs. Claus. That's too cute. And Goofy has his holiday charm on as well. So yeah, all of the decorations around the resort, the holiday tag at the end of Illuminations, and the characters in their holiday attire.
All right, I like that. Good job. All right, let's continue with the men.
All right.
Sorry, we're going with the men.
I changed mine
not
up.
There.
Mine are the top three free Disney Christmas things to do at Walt Disney World.
You can't just decide you're going to go off on your own.
Well, there are three things, and they're. I tried to find three things that were free, but it was kind of difficult. So some of these probably really aren't very free. So the first one. Is chestnuts roasting.
I thought nothing was free.
I know. There's a few of them. Chestnuts roasting on an open fire at the Grand Floridian.
Which are horrible.
I didn't say that they were tasty.
And they're not free.
They are.
No, they're totally free. Yes, they are.
Pay for them.
At the Grand Floridian, you walk outside, it's like where you go to get your car or whatever.
Yes.
They have chestnuts out there, and some poor cast member is like, you know, sweltering over a hot fire to roast your chestnuts. It's just going to give you a little cup and you're going to take one bite and you're going, oh, these are terrible. Who knew? Yeah, they're awful.
But they're free.
They are free.
They get you in the Christmas spirit. Yeah. You know, and they're like boiled peanuts. I for some reason I thought they would
are awesome though.
Yeah. So for some reason I thought they would be, crispy like pecans or something, you know, roasted, but they're like gooey.
They taste like a boiled nut.
Yes.
Yeah,
there you go.
They're wet.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like a wet boiled nut at the Grand Floridian to get you in the Christmas spirit, Chris.
That's my favorite thing.
No cost. These are my no cost to you ideas for Christmas. I didn't say they were good. Mm-hmm. The second one Which you guys
well,
have
if you want to go with like free stuff that's not enjoyable,
no, it's a Christmas themed free ideas. Now, second one is you should go to the Polynesian to Trader Sam's and enjoy the little hidden and little bits of Christmas that should be scattered in their little events that happen in the room. So at the Trader Sam's over at Disneyland, they kind of deck it out for Christmas. Now, it's not like full blown, but there's little things here and there, and there's little things in the show that are different. So I'm hoping that at Disney World, they do the same thing.
Are you suggesting that?
You can order a cup of water and you're good to go.
Yeah,
no cover charge.
That's not free.
So free thing number two. And the third thing, I don't know how you're going to do this for free, but maybe start a Disney tradition, like maybe get a little ornament or go to the Christmas party.
I do that, but that's not free.
I know.
It's
not free.
Neither is going to Trader Sam's.
Trader
and
Sam's
having
is free.
A cast member who depends on tips to bringing you water. Oh, serving wench, please bring me another glass of water while I sit here and look for Christmas balls in your decorations.
Well, then the
hey
other
lady,
free thing.
Can I get
this
another
is...
glass of that free water.
What is wrong with you?
This is the free one that everyone's going to say. So I wasn't going to bring it up, but the standard free one, if you don't know, is to go and look at the Christmas decorations at all the resorts. So.
That was on mine.
I know. So that's the freebie. That's the best one. That's the 3+1. So, just go on the monorail, start at the Grand Floridian, get your free chestnuts. Or you could wait to do that one last. So maybe start at the Contemporary and look at the display.
You don't
there.
Want to walk around with an upset
Go to the
tummy.
Polynesian and look at the Christmas decorations there. If you can, you should try to get over to the Wilderness Lodge, take the boat over there, because that's kind of off the beaten path. And it's kind of the nice fireplace. And it's just really well done. It's got that kind of Christmassy
feel. I can't believe I forgot Wilderness Lodge at Christmas, Steve. That is totally my fault. Wilderness I should Lodge. Have mentioned that one because it is among my very favorites.
That's up your alley.
It's if you can stay somewhere at Christmas at Disney World, that's kind of like the place to stay.
Absolutely.
It's just
and no, because you think of the Grand Floridian, you think of
the Grand Floridian's
you know, the different places that really do it up. Good.
Yeah, they do it.
If you're
up.
Looking for a cozy Christmas at Walt Disney World,
I do like
Wilderness Lodge is the place to go.
Yeah, it's Agreed. Got that kind of it's a lodgy. You know, it's a lodge and it's got the smell.
It's very
and the
lodgy.
Trees.
I like that description.
It's lodgy.
Just like my jingly earlier.
Yes.
Jingly, lodgy. Yeah.
There you go. So check out the Christmas decorations at, any of the deluxe resorts on down to Art of Animation if you can actually get over there. But any of the ones on the monorail are probably the easiest ones to get to if you're in that area. So those are my top three free Christmas ideas for everybody. Enjoy. I'm a giver, as Chris would say.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lauren, sounds like you're chomping at the bit.
Me? Yay.
Yeah, you.
Okay, so my number one favorite thing, and honestly, after going to Disneyland at Christmas time, it just totally reinforced this, the Castle Dreamlights. There is nothing like Disney World's castle at Christmas. It's just stunning. It's beautiful. And honestly, after seeing Disneyland, it leaves a lot to be desired anywhere else.
Well, Disneyland is a little better usually at Christmas, but it's decorated this year for the 60th. So it's not...
It was very blah.
So it's kind of a mixture of Christmas 60th.
Oh, yeah, the castle. That wasn't that great. But what are they going to do? I mean, it's so teeny.
I know. Well, they have those kind of draped.
Offense,
they have those little Disney light, the same type of lights, but they're nowhere near as grand, like Lauren is saying, at Disney World. It's very hard to do Disney World on a pint-sized little cute
And even the Elsa lighting the castle up every night.
Mm-hmm.
That's done very well, but I just love the Castle Dreamlights. They're so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
They're stunning.
Very nice.
So that's my number one.
That's a good one.
My second one is Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party.
That's a good one too.
I like that it snows on Main Street, and I like that they give hot cocoa and cookies out. Of course, I've paid $70 for those hot cocoa and cookies, but
they're free.
But
they're free.
That's a good party.
I just like the whole appeal of the Christmas party. Christmas is my favorite time of year, so.
And it's nice because it starts in November, and you kind of, if you want to kick off the Christmas season early,
yep.
There's no better way to
get that feel.
Yeah,
for
you
it.
Get that feeling, and you're all, if it's chilly,
the warm
maybe.
Fuzzies.
Yeah, it's nice.
I think Steve's about to break out in song.
I am. I'm going to shed a tear.
He's going to shed a tear. I saw that comment.
Mm.
Wow.
But yeah, and you know, the characters all dressed up and the dance parties, you know, all that stuff.
You forgot about the holiday wine.
Not in the Magic Kingdom.
You didn't have to be in the Magic Kingdom.
To get the holiday wine?
You can be in Epcot.
Well, that would be my favorite thing in Epcot.
Okay. Okay.
And I do love the Candlelight Processional. That's my other one. I think that it's done beautifully. I think the narrators do a great job. I think, you know, it's definitely a little chaotic. But I think it's just well done overall. And I love the story of that, you know, story of Christmas. So I think it's done beautifully. I love the singers, the chorus.
Steve refuses to let me see it.
I don't refuse to let you see it.
You refuse to let me see it.
You can see
it. It's beautiful.
You won't let me see Osborne Lights either.
What?
Let Lisa see.
Oh, you want to go? You want to go down before they're gone?
Yes.
Are you going to let
you take all of us, Steve?
Go on. Go on down. I haven't. When do we even have a free weekend?
You don't have a free weekend.
We don't.
Well, there you go.
We can leave. The kids are going to be in school. Let's just go.
Oh, forget the kids.
Seriously. We don't need them.
I'd love to go, but we could skip Chicago.
We're not skipping Chicago.
Got to go to Disney. They can meet us there.
Good gracious.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, I'm going over. I'm not going to go into it too much, but the resorts at Christmas are absolutely beautiful.
They're amazing.
Disney does a great job. And my other one is the Santa in Downtown Disney.
I haven't seen the Santa in Downtown Disney. We'll have to check them out. I'll tell you the one to skip is the Santa at the Dolphin and Swan.
Where did that come from?
Because they keep sending me photos of the Santa at the Dolphin and Swan to let people know.
Getting them.
Yeah, and they're like in their beach attire.
Yeah.
And Mrs. Claus looks like she's tanned one too many times.
She's the Floridian Mrs. Claus.
I'm back. Sorry.
You and Chris.
All right, Chris.
Okay. So, again, really my favorite thing to do at Christmas is probably Osborne Lights. I love that every single year, but it's not happening anymore after this. So if you can't make it down there, I'm really sad that you're not going to see it because it's spectacular. However, I would have to say, like Lauren, my second favorite thing, and now my new favorite thing, would have to be the castle lights. I mean, the castle lights are pretty impressive. And I remember the first time I saw them in 2007, which was the first year they did them. It was I've been really fortunate to travel, but that was one of the more impressive things I've ever seen. So, and I feel a little tacky thinking, you know, that's like, I don't know. It was a big deal. I might have even gotten slightly emotional when I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
what?
Not. Not really. I'm lying. I'm trying to make you people
feel
better.
She's totally lying.
I'm lying. My second thing is going to be the Grand Floridian. Now, I love that resort anyway. And so any time of the year, I'm happy to go sit there. And I know some of you don't care for it. And I know a lot of you have said, I know a lot of people say, oh, I don't like it. It's uptight. It's snotty. But it's not. It's just another Disney resort and it's fun to visit. And between their fantastic Christmas tree and their wonderful gingerbread house is just beautifully decorated. Even the shop windows are fantastic there at Christmas. And also, if you're there on New Year's Eve, which we were last year, they take and they put a dance floor down in the lobby by the Christmas tree. So it's like a huge area. And then they put a big thing of balloons up at the top that they drop at midnight. So that's sort of like a little, and Steve, that's actually a free thing. You don't have to be a guest of that resort. Yeah. It's totally free. Unlike stiffing the server at Trader Sam's.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to feel guilty about
it. So the New Year's Eve party little celebration is where? Grand Floridian in the lobby?
It's at Grand Floridian in the lobby. Every resort does something, but Grand Floridian seems to me to have the best setup. I mean, they had a big dance floor they put out there over the carpeting so that, you know, people wouldn't, I don't know.
Spill their drinks,
cut a rug, I don't know, whatever. Then they had this huge net full of balloons that they dropped at midnight. And of course, they have the orchestra playing.
That's a good idea.
Oh, that's good.
They never did any of that when I was there.
No. Well, maybe they did. They just didn't tell you about
it. They might have.
Kind of like all those other parties you missed. And then the third thing I would have to say are the windows on Main Street as you go in. What is the shop on the left? Main Street Emporium. As you go into the Emporium, they have scenes from different Disney movies. And I guess the one is the, like during the year, they just do like Little Mermaid or Beauty and the Beast or whatever. But at Christmas time, they do that, the Mickey's Christmas Tale, which is cute. My kids love that. And it's not a favorite thing of mine, but every year my kids see it, they get excited about it. So honest to God, there's so much to do at Christmas. I mean, the decorations at all the resorts are fantastic. So this year they went up late, which I thought was odd. Can I add a fourth? I'm sorry. I would just like to say that the hub looks exceptionally wonderful with all the fences down or with all the walls down and everything. But they decorated it really beautifully this year. So Sharpie, I know you're going this weekend, right? Sharpie.
Hello.
Hey, you're going this weekend, aren't you, Sharpie?
I am indeed going this weekend.
So you will love the hub. It looks fantastic.
I can't wait to see it.
So that would be my list.
Okay. Ooh. Well, going last, I kind of like to... you guys take most of what I'm going to say anyway. But the one thing you didn't say, and I've mentioned this on other podcasts, is the soldiers that are in the parade.
I love
the soldiers. I love the noise, the synchronicity, really cool. And I don't know if they do it in World, but when we saw the parade at Disneyland, correct me if I'm wrong.
There were soldiers, but
I know there wasn't as many.
It's just you don't get that feeling.
It wasn't as overwhelming,
but the parade was shortened because of the rain that day, right? That we saw it?
No, we saw...
I thought they had shortened the parade. Okay.
No.
So, but with the soldiers, do the ones in Disney World actually play their trumpets?
No, I don't
think
they do.
Yes. Okay, because I was...
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was cool that they actually played.
Lisa was holding my hand and crying during that.
A little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Aww. Yeah, it's one of those
wiping
things.
My That's nose on your sweater. Episode. Sorry about that.
I hate when that happens.
Well, Disney's good at that.
Yeah, but the soldiers, that's one of my favorites. And then you guys really took most of them, and I was very nice to let you guys go before me. But the general decorations in the parks and in the resorts, the general feel, the music, it just gives you such a holiday spirit when you're there, and it's so magical. I'm such a dork. I also put down the snow on Main Street. Love the snow. It's real. I don't care what anyone says.
Oh, it's totally real.
Yes.
It is. It's great.
Well, you can stand out in it, and then when you go back, you can just like put your clothes in the sink and wash them.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
You are such a killjoy.
Like, he knows about doing laundry.
It's another free thing. No laundry soap needed.
Folks, oops, if you go in for the free ice water, tell him Steve sent you.
Yes.
Steve from Mouse Chat. Make sure you
Steve
say that.
Steve from Mouse Chat. Yeah, yes. Exactly.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then Castaway Key.
Castaway Key is amazing.
They make it so much fun. It's not traditional holiday magic. It's Disney Castaway Key holiday magic. It's its own
Tropical
entity.
Magic.
It's the best place to go when it's 30 degrees or less and snowing and freezing and you're in the Bahamas and it's sunny and they got the little tram dressed up as a reindeer and they've got Christmas
Hello,
trees.
Hello, this is my favorite, not yours.
It's pretty awesome. And then
I think he's officially stolen it, Lisa.
I know.
I wish I could totally see that happen.
That's so awesome. And they've got all the little piers with little Christmas Santa fish decorations kind of theme with, you know, lobster buoys, and oh, it's awesome. And then the little girl cries, and then they release puppies, and everybody grabs a puppy and snuggles, and everyone starts to cry. It's just, it's amazing. And
then they release all the balloons.
It is. And the doves. And it's just like one
tear jerker.
And then
Neil Patrick Harris comes out, yeah, and he sings for everyone.
He does. It's just everybody's sobbing.
Why have I not seen any of this?
Well, I don't know. It's on YouTube. But yeah. It's like, yeah.
You're going to have to watch a few videos to see all this.
You will. But
yeah, and you're going to have to check your puppy before you get on the ship. Mm.
Oh, they're so cute. Adorable.
They're just those fluffy little golden retrievers. Yeah. They're so awesome.
They know how to do it. They decorate it up. But yes, continue.
Good gracious, Steve. Now everyone's going to be going down there asking for their puppy.
And you can book that vacation with a Pixie at Pixie Vacations.
Puppy? I heard Castaway Key is full of puppies.
Yeah, Steve, we're going to direct them all to you when they call.
Mm. Yeah, and then we're going to direct all the servers from Sam's to you, too.
It was nice. But Castaway Key is amazing. Mm. We've been once, I think we were lucky enough to get once or twice.
All right, and then the last one I have, and I've talked about this one before as well, Downtown Disney, a.k.a. Disney Springs. They do a nice little holiday.
That's a good free one, too.
It is. They've got a lot of music going on. They've got decorations everywhere. And this, of course, is years past. I don't know what the plan is for Disney Springs.
Well, who was Sharpie or... somebody, or Lauren, or Chris, somebody was just there and said there was a lot of entertainment. It was very well.
I was definitely not there.
All of us, well, Sharpie and I both thought that Disney Springs.
Yeah, there was.
Oh yeah, there was a lot of
holiday season. There was a lot of live entertainment. Yeah. I would imagine that they would switch it over to holiday-esque entertainment, but they also limit some of that live entertainment during non-peak seasons. So I don't know if it's available all throughout or not. But
Sharpie, is there such a thing anymore?
Looking at availability for this, the next coming couple weeks, dining reservations, fast passes. Yes, I think the next couple weeks are going to be lower, much lower than what it was when we were there in October, which used to be a low season.
You know what, though? Totally unrelated. There was a ton of dining available Thanksgiving week. We got 1900 Park Fair. We could have had California Grill. It was ridiculous. So I wonder if that's less related to the crowds and more related to the fact that these scalpers are no longer able to do their
scalping.
Dirty work.
That's yeah. True.
That's true.
True.
Not to interrupt you. I'm sorry.
But I think that kind of covers my list. I do love the Beach Club with their carousel.
It's really cool.
It's so cool. I don't get all misty-eyed or excited.
Is it Beach Club or is it Boardwalk with the carousel? I think it's Boardwalk.
Boardwalk has a big a gingerbread house that they sell stuff out of, and Beach Club has a carousel.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
We just saw it. It looked great. It always does that.
Yacht Club has like a little train
town,
town thing set up. I haven't been there.
That resort is probably the least decorated.
It doesn't have such a grand lobby.
Yeah.
No, but you know what looks really good and is completely underrated is Boardwalk. Boardwalk has some of the nice decorations, and they decorate outside of the lobby. So a lot of the resort that normally wouldn't be decorated in other resorts, a lot of those parts are actually decorated. They look great. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But I think that so many of the resorts are just awesome to go to, even over at Animal Kingdom Lodge. They do it up in such a cool way. It does give you a different feeling when you go there during the holidays, during December. It just takes you somewhere, and it's a place unlike any other, and I think that's what makes it unique, and that creates the annual draw that you want to go there year after year and see it.
That was beautiful. I'm going to do that slow golf clap.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No, you're right.
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Nice. It was a good way to end the show there, Lisa. It's very nice.
Yeah, thanks, Chris.
You're welcome.
No, but I'm serious.
I was hiding my feelings. I was starting to have a feel.
You know what? You do get snarky when you get emotional. It's your defense mechanism.
She doesn't want to cry. Don't cry. Hold them back.
Just stop, please.
Are you fanning your eyes?
I am. Oh, does that help?
I don't know. I see it in the movies.
No, you're absolutely right. And I actually think that Animal Kingdom Lodge is an underrated resort as far as Christmas goes, and Art of Animation, because their desserts are delight, or their
desserts.
I know. I'm thinking food. No, their decorations are delightfully tacky.
Mm-hmm.
Like Hooters, isn't that their motto? Sorry, Steve.
Delightfully tacky. Refined.
That's a good Christmas place as well. So got it. I'm sure there's one close by. But
I would like to point out that we must have really touched something with Steve, because he's over here drawing little hearts.
Aww, weird.
Oh yeah, I got Downtown Disney and hearts and balloons and a cat with a little tail and
balloons. He doodles during every podcast. You know what we should do is we should sell.
Yeah,
we need to post your.
We should
doodles.
Give them away. Steve's doodles.
Yeah. That sounds like cheese
doodles. Actually, yeah, it sounds unappealing appealizer.
You could get a free doodle and a mouse chat pin.
Oh, you know what we could do? We could set that on the copier and just over and over, and we'd have just so many happy people if you distributed those.
I'm sure they would all be very happy.
Well, if you would like a copy of Steve's doodle, please write us at comments@mousechat.net, or you could do it over on our Facebook page.
You know what? What you don't know is that there's some freaky person out there rubbing their hands together going, "Aw, yeah."
Well, that's if you want pictures of Chris's feet or something, that's totally different.
If they want pictures of my feet, they just have to go to my Instagram feed. There are plenty of pictures, but they're all in shoes.
Well, that's probably what... I don't know how that works, but
summer
that's
in sandals. You can go far enough.
Stop it! Everyone's getting sweaty
and uncomfortable.
Wow! So on that lovely, refreshing note, I'm going to wrap up the show. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast, and I would like to remind everyone that if you are getting something out of our shows, and you would like to...
might be among the few.
Yes. and you appreciate
Consider yourself lucky.
Sharpie and Chris and Lauren all have to offer. You can get some more wonderful advice from them by calling them. And you know what? A lot of you guys listen because you're fans, obviously, of Disney. And so you know a lot. But go ahead and give one of them a call. Write them.
You know what they don't know? They don't... Never mind. It was like on the tip of my tongue and it was funny.
Wow, you don't even know it.
Never mind. I had like a funny joke going, but it stopped.
That was funny enough.
Carry on.
No, but I wanted to point out that we're not going to charge anything for our planning services when you book with us. So even if you think you know what you're doing, you probably do. But why not get entertained along the way and help these guys out? So go ahead and call them up if you are interested in booking. And the price is going to be the same as what you would have with Disney Director. So go for it. If you have comments or questions for us, those can be sent to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy listening to our shows, you can send us... No, wait. If you enjoy listening to our shows, you can download those at mousechat.net or at iTunes. Thank you so much for listening. Please join us again next time.